read the notation, item number seven, please.
Item number seven is from Acting Deputy Corporation Counsel recommending payment to Candy Pratt for back wages of $30,000 and a payment by the Wisconsin County Mutual Insurance Corporation to Ms. Pratt's attorney, Jeffrey S. Hines and Associates SC, in the amount of $5,000 in return for a dismissal of the pending discrimination complaints, Ms. Pratt's resignation of employment, and a release of all employment claims against Milwaukee County.
Supervisor Biddle.
Well, the only question that I have when I read about the incident is that the fact that when the lady came back with a medical report saying that she had further medical situations that prevented her from working first or second shift and had to be transferred to third shift, that it seemed like the sheriff's office just dismissed the whole notion and put her on leave. And so I just wanted to know, you know, why wasn't she at least tried to be, you know, why wasn't she situated or tried to be convened in this matter? Yeah, accommodated. Thank you. It seemed like she just got hosed. And it was like, hey, well, you can't do it. We can't do it. So now you got to take this job making $2 less. And she worked for the county for over 15 years, almost 15 years.
Mr. Grady, was there any intervention by the Office on Persons with Disabilities for this particular case?
Mr. Chairman, there has been over the years. At the particular point in time that Supervisor Biddle is questioning, there was not. There was before that and subsequent to that, but not at that particular point. And if I may, in response to Supervisor Biddle's question, the restrictions that Ms. Pratt presented were more than just a shift restriction. There were additional scheduling restrictions, and I was trying to find the specifics so I didn't misquote them. But you know, they have a 24/7 service in the dispatch office, and we have lots of overtime there. Someone calls in, somebody is mandatorily or voluntarily stays overtime and work the next shift,
right,
and someone doesn't come in, that kind of thing. And Ms. Pratt was a consistently used FML time in order to accommodate her problem. The doctor, several years ago, had written one set of restrictions, and they changed at the same time. And the restriction related to how many days in a row she could work, or how many shifts in a row she could work, and how many days she was required to have off.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be completely honest that scheduling a 24/7 service is not my forte. But
okay.
The captain at the time was Captain Fighton, who's since resigned or retired from the sheriff's office. But at the time, she felt that there was no way to make the doctor's restrictions work without exempting her from any overtime and unduly burdening the other dispatchers with excessive overtime. It was really not just the third shift issue. It was really more that they couldn't make the days on, days off shift limitations work with the rest of the schedule. Part of the reason for the settlement is the strength of that defense.
Okay.
It's unclear to me whether we would be able to convince the hearing administrative law judge of the strength of that defense. There are some reasons why I think we might, and there are some reasons why I think we might not. I guess in open session, I suppose, as far as we can go. I mean, a settlement is done because we think we have some weaknesses, obviously. We wouldn't be doing a settlement if we thought we had a complete defense.
Because under the settlement, she wouldn't get the health insurance, the county health insurance under the settlement. She'll have to sign away her rights to that.
Well,
she wasn't.
Or sign her termination, like her official termination or something like that.
She is part of the settlement is that she has decided to, or agreed to resign her employment.
Right.
Which means she will have approximately between 12 and 13 years of service credit, which means she's not entitled to county health insurance.
Right.
I believe that she has since then applied for and is receiving Social Security disability.
Okay.
At some point, she will receive health insurance through the federal government in association with that benefit.
Okay.
Move approval.
Supervisor Jurisic moves approval of item number seven. Any further questions, concerns, comments on item number seven? Madam Clerk, would you Please call the roll.
Jurcik?
Aye.
Wireshine?
Aye.
Cesaro?
Aye.
Rogers?
Aye.
Wright?
Aye.
Zittle?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
7-9-0, no. The item is approved.
Mr. Chairman, I did want to note for the record that the sheriff's office was consulted and it was agreed to consult.
Sure was.
Thank you, Mr. Reed. Since there's no more business.
Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Bentle.
I just want to make an additional comment before you adjourn. In the midst of me giving praise to the county executive's office for their good appointments, I did want to express some type of disappointment with how Lisa Joe was released. And I made that clear with E. Marie from the county executive's office that I felt like someone that served honorably and as long as she did deserved more than being escorted out of the premises without any type of recognition or respect for what she's done for the past 22 years. I thought that was deplorable, and I would hope that the county executive in his future appointments would show some class and sensitivity to how he treats long-term county employees. So, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor. Any further comments? This meeting is now adjourned.